Hey, sister. Do you want to be able to operate in the fullness of your calling without having to fear of doing the wrong thing or having to worry about what others will think? Are you tired of doing the back and forth thing of going all in and then later to realize you don't feel ready or it wasn't the right choice? Do you wish there was a way to feel confident in your calling and take actions that show God that you trust Him? My name is Yolanda King, a wife, mom, social worker, and women's transformation coach. After a lifetime of struggling with deep hidden insecurities and feeling like I could never quite reach my potential, I discovered that the key to kingdom success is having a rooted kingdom identity, a fortified mindset, and the courage to take relentless action in spite of struggles. It is my mission to help you pick up the mantle of your calling full of confidence in knowing who you are and what you are destined to do. Here on the podcast, we will have discussions that will empower you, strengthen your leadership skills, help you connect and serve the people God called you to lead, and give you the tools to build a kingdom lifestyle that you love and honors God. So are you ready to receive clarity, coaching, and divine downloads so you can be the woman God called you to be? Let's do this. Is this not the fast that I have chosen? To loose the bonds of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free, and that you break every yoke. This is found in Isaiah 58:6. And although you might have heard this passage and you might have already dove into Bible study and know that fasting is good for you, I'm coming on this podcast episode today from the perspective of you breaking generational mindsets and strongholds from your life, things that have been in your way that you are tired of struggling over the same thing over and over again. You know, the people of Israel, when they were delivered out of Egypt, right? They were to go to the promised land, and it took them 40 years to do an 11-day trip. Why? Because of their unbelief. And so I want to ask you a question. How long have you been circling your mountain of struggle, your mountain of fear, your mountain of unbelief? And this could also be unbelief of yourself, that God is calling you for such a time as this to step out with courage, with boldness, to be all who He's called you to be. You know, the nudge of your calling, it just comes natural. You don't have to force this. This is something that you are naturally drawn to and you want to do. You cannot help it. And so today, I want to talk to you about the thing that you possibly might not be doing. You know that it's good for you. You know that, hey, like, this is going to get me closer to God. This is really going to help me spiritually. But fasting is not something that comes easy to people. Why? Because you literally have to be fighting with your flesh. This is a flesh-to-spirit battle. And I know personally for myself, I cannot sit here and tell you like I've gotten it together or I have it down, because no, it is 100% a struggle. But my purpose here is just to enlighten the topic about fasting and to encourage you that yes, you can do this. And yes, you can break strongholds from your life and be liberated from the thing that has kept you stuck for such a long time. You know, we'll start here. There's different types of fast. Obviously, like the whole absolute fast, meaning there is no food and no water. I would have to say that this is something that I know many people, like, if you're going to do this like prolong, it's definitely good to consult a medical profession and everything, because there's only certain amount of days where you can go without water in your system. However, biblically speaking, we have seen people go on these types of fast. And I seen like this is a type of fast where it's like Jesus like 100% gives you the nudge to do this. And I have heard of some stories, but I also have heard of like some tragedy stories about these absolute fast, no food, no water, people trying to do it like for a very long time, more than 30 days and stuff. So that's just a type of fast. The other very common normal type of fast that you see very often is the no food, but water is okay. And so I see people, and I've done it too, where it's like I abstain from food, but you're able to drink some water. And once in a while, like I add electrolytes just to keep the hydration, just to keep me not going from dehydration and just clear headed and everything. And so this is much more of a normal type of fast. And then there's also a very common one, which is a partial type of fast, abstaining from certain foods. I believe that this type of fast, like God highlights to you, like this is a season for you to try to abstain from certain things. And this could also include distractions, right? Like maybe you're a person that likes to watch TV a lot, or you're on social media a lot, you're on YouTube a lot. And is God asking you to fast from those distractions so that the time that you spend doing that stuff, you actually spend with Him? This could also be like God is highlighting you to do a type of fast that includes food, and also pair it up with social media, so that way your full concentration is in getting closer to Him and hearing directly from Him. And then a very common one in church settings is like corporate fast. When you come together as a body of believers and you guys fast together for a common purposes. Now, fasting can... there's so many different types of fast in the Bible, and you've seen so many people go into fasting, like the disciples, Ezra, Samuel, Paul, Daniel, John the Baptist, etc. One of the things with John the Baptist, this is much more of a lifestyle type of fast, because he was like set aside, right? And it said that he was to abstain from certain things in the Bible. So I even challenged myself, like, wow, God, are you like asking me, like, as a lifestyle, like, what type of things should I abstain from? Why? Because I am set aside for your purpose. And I think that this is a fun question for you to ask God. God, are you asking me to abstain from anything because you want me to be set aside for you, to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit, to be sensitive to your word? And I just think that, you know what I mean? It's just something to consider, something to take away. But like I said, this podcast episode is really intended to encourage you to seek the Father, to seek God in this, because the thing that you could be struggling, fasting could be the answer. Why? Because you are killing the flesh, as in like you are submitting your flesh. You're saying, no, flesh, I am the one in charge, not you. And you are really being in tuned with God, with the Holy Spirit, seeking Him, reading the word, praying, speaking in tongues, interceding, spiritual warfare, so on and so forth. Fasting could help with like loosing the bonds of wickedness, like the way we saw in Isaiah 58:6, to lift heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free, for healing, for miracles, to hear from God, for health purposes, health and healing. And so I want to encourage you, when was the last time that you truly committed on a true fasting journey, on something that made you like quench, like, this is difficult, but I want something, like, I want to hear from you, God. And maybe you're pursuing like, God, what is it that you're calling me in this season? You don't have that clarity. And you're trying to read books, you're trying to take courses, you're just trying to get the answers, when really you should set aside time, fast. Why? Because you are killing the flesh, and you're activating the Holy Spirit in your life so that you could hear from God. And God will speak to you. God will give you the answers. What about healing? Are you needing of some healing and deliverance for your life? Fasting could be that one thing that can change things for you. And I also want to point this out, because deliverance sometimes it doesn't have to be the whole traditional like method when people think of like casting out spirits and everything, and it's all loud and everything. No, deliverance can be in discreet in your home, It could be a mindset revelation where you got an enlightened, where you received a word, and all of a sudden it's a shift of thinking. It's a shift of believing, and God just lifts something from your life and heals you and delivers you from something that has been oppressing you, from something that has been holding you back. And so for today, for this week, I am challenging you to open up your Bible to Isaiah 58:6 and read this passage and ask God, what type of fast are you calling me into? And be very specific. Go into it with attention. Get your time blocker. During this time, I'm going to seek God. During this time, I'm going to pray. During this time, you know what I mean? I'm going to delete my social media apps for this amount of days, and I'm really going to seek after God. Because this is what my spirit longs for. So again, I'm going to finish it up by reading the scripture one more time. Isaiah 58:6. Is this not the fast that I have chosen? To loose the bonds of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free, and that you break every yoke. My sister, you are more than capable to submit your flesh, to get into a fasting rhythm so that your relationship to God could go the furthest it has ever been, so that you are so in tune with the Holy Spirit that when He speaks to you, there is no doubt that He is speaking. He is guiding you to minister to others and to be all who He has called you to be. Miracles, signs, and wonders shall follow them who believe. Step into that belief. Activate that faith. You know, I recently came across a little formula of success, kingdom success, and I have to share it real quick because it's like, wow, it just blew my mind. The formula to kingdom success is seek God first, right? Matthew 6:33, plus surrender, plus showing up in the Holy Spirit. Seek God first, surrender, and show up with the Holy Spirit will activate kingdom success in Jesus' name. I hope you enjoyed this podcast episode and it provoked you for good works so that you could submit your flesh, break strongholds for your life, and find the freedom and deliverance that you have been yearning and you have been wanting in the name of Jesus Christ. Talk to you next week. Thank you so much for listening to today's podcast episode. If you could do me a quick favor and head over to iTunes, leave a rating and review. This helps me grow the show and tell others what the show is all about and some of the takeaways. I have a mission to reach as many women of God so that we could come together, break generational mindsets, strongholds, be completely freed in Jesus' name to be all who God has called us to do. In this time and hour, it's time to unite, sister. It's time to unite because more than ever, the enemy just wants to divide the church. But in Jesus' name, we have the victory and power to conquer the enemy.